Kansas City's rock station. Every once in a while, we get a phone call on the hotline, and it's a good friend and somebody who I admire my entire life and want to grow up to be just like when I'm an adult, because he plays a Gretsch White Falcon, and I love those guitars. Billy Duffy, one of the guitar players that it goes criminally underrated from the band The Cult, who are in town tomorrow night at the Ameristar. Welcome to The Rock, Billy. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. I'm not too bad.
How was that? Was that a good setup for you?
That was a splendid. I'm almost in tears.
Do I have to wipe my lower lip now?
Yeah, that's just, oh, dear, oh, dear.
You know, I was lucky enough to be the guy that sat down with you guys and do the world premiere of Born Into This just about a year ago.
Yeah.
And now a year has gone past, and it's no big secret that a year in Cult years is like 10 years in somebody else's years with the friction of the band. I'm glad you guys are still doing this a year later.
Yeah, you probably get good odds on us not doing it a year later, but there you go. There you go. It was actually a very pleasant process, that whole thing of making the record and whatnot. I mean, I wouldn't say we're the hardest touring band anymore these days. I mean, that's just kind of the way it is. You know, certain members of the band don't like touring as much as others. So, you know, we do what we can and get it out there because, you know, essentially it's a great live band, you know, so it's always a great opportunity to go out and play, you know.
Oh, we've spoke about this in the past. You can always tell who the cool kids are if they like The Cult. There's a certain group of bands and a cult of bands, if you don't mind the phrase. If, you know, Motorhead fans, Ramon fans, Cult fans, like, you know, if they're into The Cult, they're all right. They're going to be all right.
Yeah, there's definitely a certain kind of like a history of underground bands who might not sell, you know, 100 million records, but they certainly will sell a decent amount of records and influence people and do great gigs over a long period of time and continue to do so. And they're relatively timeless to a degree, and certainly Motorhead, the Ramones. There's many other bands we could think of who probably never reached like massive commercial success. Had some, obviously, but you know, have the longevity.
Wouldn't you rather have the longevity than a 5-year flash in the pan?
For me personally, yeah, because I love playing guitar, and that's all I ever wanted to do was be the guitarist in a rock band. So I was very fortunate that I got my wish fulfilled, and it's really pretty much all I've done my adult life. So I don't, you know, I never lose sight of the fact that I'm incredibly fortunate, but I know there are other musicians who probably fall into being in a band almost by accident, and circumstances lead them to have a bit of success, but they don't really have the intestinal fortitude, shall we say, to keep going. You know, they do it while the going's good, and then when the going becomes ungood, I don't really think they've got it in their blood. And I think, you know, when you talk about like Lemmy, you know, there's a guy who's got, you know, three parts Jack Daniels and one part rock in his blood, you know what I mean?
Well, speaking of Billy Duffy from The Cult, who are in town at the Ameristar tomorrow night, tickets still available if you want to go get them at 98.9therock.com or stop by the Ameristar to do that. Now, this is your first United States show in a while. You guys have been over in Brazil and Argentina and stuff. What's the difference in the audiences over there versus here? And by the way, no good planning coming to the United States during the wintertime. You should be doing it backwards.
We always, I don't know what it is with The Cult, man. I just, we always do everything seemingly bass-ackwards, you know, as they say. I don't know. I just go, when summoned, I show up, you know, so I strap the guitar on and do my best, you know. I'm always eager to play Cult songs and have a good time doing it for the most part. South America's been great. We've been there about 5 times. They do love their rock and roll down there. And it's fun, you know. It's a great place to go. I mean, it isn't... it's a place you have to adapt to. It's, you know, slightly different cultural stuff, but it's really a lot of fun to go. And I, as always, I had a great time down there. Crowds are good. Most bands will tell you that. I don't know too many people that go down there and have a bad time. The crowds are mental. You know, it was just a good laugh.
So you just mentioned, you know, you go where they tell you to go, you strap the guitar on when called. Is The Cult still full-time for you, or is it just something comfortable that you can do when called to do so? Because I know you've done the Circus Diablo record, you did a couple of things for television, doing the Bodog thing, you've done some movie stuff that hasn't come out yet. Is The Cult your focus, or is The Cult now something that, you know what, Billy, hey, you want to go do some Cult shows? Yeah, I can go do that.
No, I mean, I would never put anything in front of The Cult, but I mean, I've been pretty much gone on record and said that for about the last 10 years or 12 years. You know, the Cult's my main thing, and that's what I would choose to do first over everything else. But unfortunately, there's been fairly lengthy periods where I've had to do other stuff, which has been enjoyable and very broadening for me in a lot of sense, working with other musicians or doing other stuff. I'd love to do more TV work. I love that Bodog thing.
Did you really?
Yeah, I just really enjoyed it, yeah. I mean, I just enjoyed the whole experience. I just thought it was really cool, and, you know, the pay wasn't bad either.
Do you think a guy like you, who obviously has credibility as a musician and who has passion for music, do you think that you're one of those guys that could head a record company or head a production company or be one of those guys that could introduce the next generation of bands? I mean, you seem to have that kind of passion.
I guess I would be fair to say I'm more of the businessy type. I have a reasonable, you know, head for business in a band. So in terms of the administration and all that stuff, I kind of like that, the logistics of it all. You know, some people really, really don't care or not interested where they are or how they're getting there or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have two sides to me, you know what I mean? And there's a part of me that's just kind of, I don't know, I just seem to be interested in that side of things. But on the other hand, the band's still going, you know. I mean, as I say, we've done one album. It's very likely there's going to be a new Cult album. There's some more interest in us to put another album out. So I think I've just started the process of coming up with some music with Ian.
Are you still going to be doing the stuff with Roadrunner, or are you doing another label, a different label?
I think it's going to be a different label. I believe the relationship between the Cult and Roadrunner was a fleeting romance rather than a long-term commitment. So, and I have to say that because I really didn't get involved in that side of it this time.
Sure.
So I'm not exactly sure what happened, but there was something didn't jive. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever.
Well, you're in a position, though, where, you know, when the Cult is available, I'm sure the line forms to the right. So it's nice to be that band where you know that there's going to be some consistency and you know that somebody's going to sit back and go, oh, the Cult wants to make a record. We want to put it out.
Yeah, there's always people that are interested. And the album that, you know, we did that big interview with you over in the debut, I mean, Born Into This did us a great service. And it's primarily probably the quality of that record that makes people... I mean, if that was a garbage album, nobody'd want to put another record out by us, you know what I mean?
I just
think there was some certain personality conflicts between Roadrunner, which is basically an independent label, and certain members of the Cult. You know, that I think that's what happened with Roadrunner. I don't think they thought the record was bad or it didn't perform. I think there was, you know, personality conflicts there, so... You know, as long as that stuff isn't too much of a problem, there's always a willingness to put records out because we have an incredibly loyal fan base. And we're considered, you know, one of those bands. You know, we've not probably made too many wrong moves and haven't kind of sold ourselves out too often. So we've navigated a path where we've been able to pretty much do, you know, music first. I mean, we write what we want to write. If people want to get on board and partner up with us and let us put out a Cult record, that's great. But, you know, we're not really interested in being turned into anything that we're not, and certainly not after all these years, you know?
Talking to Billy Duffy from the Cult, coming to town tomorrow night at the Ameristar Casino. You can go pick up Born Into This in your local CD store of choice. Got to be 21 to get in the show, which means drinking time. How is that for you guys? Are you guys all doing well with drinking and substances and stuff? Is everybody doing better?
We can all handle our drink or substances. We do all right, you know. Nobody's allergic to anything too much.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are doing well, and please tell Chris and Ian and John that I said hello, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow night over at Ameristar.
I'm excited, mate, because you know, we're coming off the back of a great Brazilian tour, so it'll be fantastic to get up on stage and blow off a bit of steam, you know.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow night, Billy. Thank you for taking time out, bro. I appreciate it.
Absolutely a pleasure. See you tomorrow.
See you, man. Bye.